The Rogue Debutant, The Beaumont Chronicles, Number 1, by Maggie Dallin, narrated by Jennifer Wagstaff. For Mom and Dad, the Living Definition of Unconditional Love. Chapter 1. The short flight from the floating Isle of Beaumont to the gritty streets of London was utterly and completely uneventful. Anticlimactic, really, given the fact that this journey marked the start of Delia's great escape. Delia raised the collar of her cloak to better shield herself from the bitter wind as she stepped onto the deck of the dirigible. The faces in the crowd below were starting to become clear as the airship made its final descent. A gaggle of girls her age streamed around her, their bustles brushing up against her in their eagerness to seek out their friends and family among the throng. "Having trouble finding your family, dear?" Coraline stopped beside her. She didn't seem to notice the irritated glances tossed their way as the other girls stepped around them to find any unoccupied spots near the deck's railing. Delia kept walking. She didn't want to cause a scene. But Coraline, bless her heart, hovered beside her like a mother hen. "I'm sure they're here somewhere," Delia said. "Well, of course they are. I'm sure you'll..." Whatever words of encouragement Coraline had been about to utter were lost in the wind when she spotted a tall, older woman who shared Coraline's fair good looks and blonde ringlets. "Auntie Rose!" The woman waved furiously, and Coraline responded in kind. She glanced back at Delia, face aglow. "Oh, it's so good to be home again." Home. Delia tried to muster a genuine smile for Coraline's sake. The two girls didn't know each other well. Coraline, like most girls their age, split her time between her family's house in London and their estate on Beaumont, while Delia had been stuck on the secluded isle her whole life. "What's the matter, Delia? Is your chariot of gold running late?" Several girls tittered in response to Penelope Brainsworth's question. Coraline's mouth tightened into a scowl. "Ignore her. I always do." She and Coraline paused by the rail and watched the spires of London grow in the distance as they waited for the other girls to pass. But Penelope wasn't so easily dismissed. Poor Delia, all alone in a big city, her upturned nose wrinkled with feigned concern. "How frightening for you, especially after your ordeal." Delia resisted the urge to roll her eyes. She had been kidnapped by pirates when she was 12 years old during a trip to town with her chaperone. It was big news at the time. After all, it wasn't every day that a young heiress was held captive for months. But nearly 7 years had passed, and the Tun was still obsessed with learning the sordid details. It was a topic Delia dreaded talking about. Not because it was a harrowing, traumatic experience, but rather because it was not. Of course she had been scared at first, when the black hood had slipped over her head and strong arms hauled her off her feet and whisked her away from her chaperones. But then... well, then she'd made friends. Once the hood was removed and Delia saw that she was on a real live pirate airship, fear was replaced by excitement. The man she later learned was Blackheart greeted her with an extravagant bow and welcomed her to the ship as though she was an eagerly awaited guest. For the remainder of her stay, Blackheart and his crew went out of their way to make sure she was safe and happy. More than that, they made certain she felt at home. But that wasn't the type of story the gently bred members of society wanted to hear. No. They wanted salacious details and scandalous gossip, and no one was more bloodthirsty than the young ladies of her acquaintance. That was one of many reasons she had so few friends among the Tun. Well, that and the fact that she had absolutely nothing in common with the majority of her peers. Ever since her kidnapping, she'd been under lock and key in her father's home on Beaumont, and while she yearned for a taste of freedom,